This is Farewell to Humphrey Littleton on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Rothauer. Thanks for being with me. Now, by the 1960s, Humph had moved pretty well away from New Orleans and traditional jazz style, well into the mainstream, playing in Kansas City style. About this time, he became very close friends with Buck Clayton, the Kansas City-style trumpeter, best known for his years with Count Basie. In the early and mid-1960s, Littleton invited Clayton to join him, touring England and making some records. They became very good friends, Buck calling Humph one of his trumpet brothers. Clayton dedicated an entire chapter of his memoir to his years hanging out with Humph and asked Littleton to write its foreword. Over the course of several tours, they had, as Buck described it, a ball blowing together, racing through the verdant English countryside in Humph's sports car, stopping at roadside pubs for ale and meat pies. By the mid-60s, Littleton was playing in the Basie Manor, and the 1965 tour was practically a Kansas City reunion, presenting a special Kansas City jazz show with Clayton, Ben Webster, Vic Dickinson, and Big Joe Turner. Buck Clayton said of Littleton, quote, "He had just about everything, a good trumpet player, a good band, a quick wit, and one of the most friendly people that I'd met. If he'd been an American, he would have been compared with the greatest. He was never credited with being as good as he really was." In their memoirs, both Clayton and Littleton make reference to their friendly, personal, onstage trumpet rivalry and what they called wrestler's tricks, tactics and strategies for gaining a competitive edge to fake out or sneak up on one another. Together, Humph and Buck created and recorded this next tune, The Wrestler's Tricks, celebrating this running inside joke. Then together they play Littleton's One for Buck. Thank you. The Wrestler's Tricks and One for Buck. Trumpeters Humphrey Littleton and Buck Clayton together in the 1960s when they became good friends, musical partners, and trumpet brothers. This is Farewell to Humphrey Littleton on Jazz Rhythm. Now, in this next set, the tune It Makes My Love Come Down is, I think, really an exemplar of superb ensemble jazz. Listen to the sympathetic interaction between Humphrey on trumpet, his longtime trombonist Keith Christie, and Wally Fox clarinet at Royal Festival Hall, attended by Princess Elizabeth II. And despite his superstitious phobia about that venue, it is among Humph's finest and most famous concert recordings. First, this trouble in mind, though, shows Humph's typically brilliant application of a second clarinet in his band, the two reeds played by Wally Fox and Ian Christie.
Thank you.
That's great jazz. It makes my love come down. Humphrey Littleton and his band, live at Royal Festival Hall in 1951. And a superb Trouble in Mind. I believe Humphrey Littleton was the best jazz trumpeter and classic jazz band leader that England ever produced. That he achieved success in so many other fields as broadcasting, calligraphy, journalism, and jazz history says much about his brilliance. In broadcasting, his talent for wordplay, banter, and wit made him a deeply loved master of ceremonies on the BBC. In journalism, commentary, and cartoon art, he offered playfulness and fresh insight. And in the ephemeral field of music, his clear voice, leadership, open-mindedness, and modesty made him one of the most beloved British musicians of his generation. He made a lasting contribution to the art of jazz. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, requests for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, with pictures, audio clips, articles, and links to the World Wide Web of jazz sites at Jazz Hot Big Step. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. Littleton resumed playing New Orleans and traditional jazz very avidly from the 1980s until his passing in 2008. So wrapping up this second of three parts in Farewell to Humphrey Littleton, here's a 1986 session alongside his old campaigner, clarinetist Wally Fox. And halfway through Clarence Williams' I Like to Go Back in the Evening, Humph switches from trumpet to clarinet. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.